Okay, well, this will be the third section of the TS-480 tutorial. And at this point, we're just going to go over the menus. And the menus, once again, the menu button is the central button to the left of the main tuning knob. And when you press it,
menu 4861.
And press it again to turn it off. Now that tells us we're at menu number 48. And 48, as I've said, is the menu that controls the keypad, the key button for the program function key. Programmable function key, actually. And again, when you're in the menu section of this transceiver, if you use the multi-control, you choose which menu you're going to adjust, and then when you're in that menu, you use the band buttons to change the setting value of that menu. And we briefly showed you that. We went to
menu
48.
4861.
And we went to 62.
62.
And we turn off menu. And of course, now when we press that function key, instead of reading the standard information provided by the speech chip, it reads the S meter.
S6.
Now we're going to go back and turn it
on. Menu 4847 4861.
Okay. Now, we will now look at just the menus and what they're capable of doing. Menu, as I said, when you get into the menu section and you use the multifunction key, you can set the menus one by one, starting with menu 00. And I'm just going to read off what they do, because they don't tell you. Now, if you connect the radio up to a computer, you can read those menus if you have a screen reader. But menu 00 is the display brightness, and that can be off or 1 through 4. I don't recommend turning it off if you've got anyone who needs to be able to see the display. Menu 01 is the key illumination, so the keys on your keypad can be lit, turned on, or off. 02 is auto mode operation. I think that has to do with the setting when you switch bands, whether it automatically chooses the correct mode, like when you're in sideband, but I'm not certain. 03 is the tuning rate. And I believe that's the tuning rate that's used when you turn the main tuning dial. 250, 500, 1000. Number 4 is tuning in FM on or off, and that's something about the way FM is handled. Number 5 is rounding using the multi, and you may have heard that. I think it's turned on. When you use the multi control to change frequency, you can round or not round the resulting frequency. Number 06 menu is the 9 kilohertz step in AM, and that's whether that's turned on or off. A lot of these I'm going to just run through them, and if you want to know more about them, you'll have to consult the manual. But just to let you know at least where they are, because some of them are self-explanatory. Number 07, tunable on. Tunable or fixed? Let's see. Fixed is off, tunable is on. I don't exactly know what that is. It's something about the memory channels. Number 08 is scan, slowed, on or off. Number 09 is slow down the frequency range for scan. In other words, I think it's when it does scan, what's the increment, the frequency increment that it uses. Number 10 menu is scan hold, off or on. There are 60 menus, incidentally, in this radio. We are now then menu 011, number 11. is the scan resume method, time operated or carrier operated. And that depends on that tells you how it's going to resume after it finds something in a scan. 12 is the beep output level. And those beeps that you hear when we press buttons, you can control how loud those are. Menu 13 is the transmit side tone volume. And this is what the side tone sounds like. And of course, right now it's not transmitting because it's not in CW mode. You could turn that on and off, as we said earlier, when you're in CW mode also, break in. Menu 14 is the voice guide volume during playback, and that's if you've got messages. What's the volume it's going to sound like when it plays those back? And VGS 115, the voice guide volume during the announcement. How loud is it when it announces? Like we're
VFO A 1, 4.27565.
So that's the volume of number 16. I'm curious. I don't know what I've got mine set at. I think I've got it at 3 or 4.
W 4, 8.
Let's get a zoom back here.
3, 2, 1, 8, 1, 6, 1. 1, 5, 3.
Excuse me. 15 was the voice guide, right? I said that right the first time, but menu 15. And I've got mine set to 3, I think.
1, 5, 3.
And remember, you go from menu to menu using the multi-control, and then you go using the band buttons, you can control up or down. I'm going to turn it up a little so you can hear the difference.
4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3.
And you could tell she got louder. I've got her at 3 again. Now I'm going to go to menu 16.
1, 6, 1.
And that is the voice guide speed. I'm going to turn it up to 2 for a second so you can hear what that does.
2, 3, 2, 1.
And her voice changes, too, when you turn it up. She sounds like a little female Donald Duck or something. I don't know. I keep her at 1. That's her normal, natural sound. Menu 17.
1, 7, off.
That tells you whether or not you're going to use the CW IF filter in sideband reception. I've never tried that. If you really need a tight filter, I guess, during a sideband reception, you can do that. 18 is the equalizer for receive. And this radio does have the capability of emphasizing or de-emphasizing the bass or treble. I usually use it flat. 18, let's see.
1, 8, off. 8, B, 1. Off.
Okay, I leave it off, and I'm going to leave it off for now. 19 is the same thing, but for the transmitter.
1, 9, off.
Okay. Menu number 20 is the digital signal processor, DSP, transmit filter bandwidth for sideband or AM.
2, 0, 2.4.
Um, 21 is transmit power fine tuning.
2, 1, off.
And if you turn that on, instead of changing the power in 5 watt increments, you would change it in 1 watt increments when you press the number 4 key. 22 is the timeout timer.
2, 2. Off.
And I've got that off, and you can turn it on to
2, 3, off. 2, 2, 3, 5, off.
Okay, that's 22 is turned off. Now 23
2 3 off
is the transverter frequency display. I don't have a transverter, so I don't have to worry about that. 24 is the transverter output power adjustment. TX 25 is the transmitter hold on the auto tuner. And
2 5 off.
Now I've got that turned off. Now that what that does is if you turn that on when you transmit, when you auto tune, the transmitter will stay on transmitting after it's tuned. I'm not sure that I like that, but anyway, that's available. 26 is auto tuner in line during receive. I mentioned that earlier, and I have it turned on.
2 6 on.
Okay. That determines whether or not it stays, the auto tuner stays on when you're in receive mode, when you toggle it on and off. If you toggle it on and you don't have this set, well, then it'll come on when you transmit, but not when you receive. 27 is control method for the external antenna tuner, and I think that can be set to AT1 or 2.
27 AT1. AT2.
Okay.
AT1.
So it's AT1 or 2, if
two,
you're using eight, one.
Off.
And I believe what that does is it tells you whether it's going to use the antenna number 1 or antenna number 2. 28 is linear amplifier control delay. For the HF band, and that's off or values 1, 2, or 3. 29 is the linear amplifier delay for 6 meters. 30 is constant recording, on or off.
3, 0, off.
31 is repeat the playback.
3, 1, off.
That has to do with the voice guide, once again, if you're recording. 32 is interval time for repeating the playback. That's kind of like if you're doing beacon type stuff. 33 is keying priority over the playback.
3 3 off.
And I think that's whether you interrupt during playback, whether you can interrupt or not. 34 is CWRF.
4 8 0 0.
That's the CW pitch. Controls what frequency you hear your CW at. Let's see what that if that changes it.
8 5 0.
There you go.
8.
So there you go. That's 34 is the CW pitch. 35 is CW.
35 auto.
CW dot dash ratio, and that's set to auto in my case. I like it that way. 36 is reverse CW keying auto weight.
3 6 off.
37 is bug key function.
3 7 off.
38 is swap dots and dashes. In my case, it's turned
3, 8, on.
Because my dots and dashes are the way my paddle is wired. They go opposite of the way I want them to. So you can turn that on or off, which is really handy. 39 is auto CW transmit
3,
in.
9, off.
Auto CW transmit when you're in sideband. If you turn that on, when you're in sideband, you can key, and it'll automatically switch the radio to CW mode and start transmitting. You may or may not like that. I don't generally need to be able to do that. When I'm in sideband, I'm in sideband. When I'm in CW, I'm in CW. Number 40 is frequency correct when you're
sideband
CW, and that's turned off in my case. I don't exactly understand what all of these do. I guess if I need them, I'll find out. 41.
41170.
That's the, I think that's for frequency shift keying, frequency. 42 is frequency shift keying polarity.
42 off.
43 is frequency shift keying tone frequency. 44 is mic gain for FM. Let's see,
43. 2, 1, 2, 5.
Okay, 44.
4, 4, 3.
Mic gain for FM. I've got that turned up. 45 is filter bandwidth for data communications. 46 is AF input level for data communications. 47 is AF output level for data communications. And then 48, we get back to RPF key.
6, 1.
And there are different numbers you can use for that. Another useful one I found, by the way, is if you set that to 67.
6, 7.
If you then press the PF key, it does what's called a tune mode. And what it does is it sends a carrier, turns on your transmitter, and sets a carrier at about, you can adjust it between 5 and 10 watts, I think. And it's a constant carrier without having to key the mic or key a keyer. And it's good for tuning.
6, 1.
I'm going to leave it at 61 so I can use it with my voice guide. Now, 49, if you have a microphone that has extra programmable function keys, menus number 49 through 52 are for key 1, key 2, key 3, key 4, respectively.
5, 2, okay. 6, 7.
Now, 53, when the radio is in master-slave, and I'm virtually certain that this has to do with when you're connected through the internet, 53 allows you to determine whether you're going to do split frequency transfer. And 54 is permit write transfer split frequency. That's again having to do with
5, 5 off.
That is again having to do with when you're running in remote. And the way you run in remote, by the way, just as a matter of information, is you have to have two computers connected through the internet, and one of those computers is, of course, connected to the radio through that RS-232 cable. Generally, these days, you need a cable with an RS-232 DB9 on one end and a USB on the other. Radio Shack carries one, and I've got one of those. And then there's a software program that runs on your computer, which is the ARCP-480 program. Now, that program runs on your computer that's controlling the radio, and then there's another companion program that runs on the remote computer, and those two programs can communicate with each other over the internet to control the radio remotely. You also need some other connections to, if you want to work with to speak and stuff through the computer, then you need data connections. So that's all I'll say about that. Now, menu 55 is the transmit inhibit. And if you turn this on, you can't transmit anymore. Let me see what that actually does. Well, it turns it on, but it's not actually going to transmit. Let me go to
10.11449.
Okay, now. You can tell it's not transmitting now because it's not keying up the relays. I'm going to turn it on.
Five, off.
Okay, now I've turned off transmit inhibit. And now it will transmit.
1, 4, 2,
okay.
7, 5, 6, 7.
Now the TX inhibit is useful if you're in a situation where, that's menu 55, you can turn it on or off. That's useful in a situation where you've got someone's with you and you don't want them to be able to transmit. Or if you're in a situation where you're running the radio from a low power supply. The radio does take 20 and a half amps to run the transmitter. And if you want to run it off a low power supply and you don't want to inadvertently draw too much current, you can transmit inhibit, and the radio will not transmit. Now, menu 56, a lot of these other menus now have to deal with the COM port. 56 is the COM port speed. These things have to do with communicating with a computer or with, you know, a data terminal kind of stuff. 57 is the data terminal polarity. 58 is busy lockout. 59 is an auto power off. And 60 is vox source audio input for the data terminal. And that's it for the menus. Once again, we talked about menu 48 for the programmable function key. There are a couple of, you know, menus and values that I've mentioned that you can use there. 61 being the voice guide channel 1, 62 is channel 2, which once again speaks your S meter reading. 65 is frequency lock. If you want to make your PF key a frequency lock key, I'm not sure why you would. 86 is clear. 67, of course, I told you is tune. If you set it to 99, it does nothing. So that completes really my tutorial on the TS-480 SAT. As I've said, the radio is very accessible, and it's very comprehensive. Anyone looking for a good radio, I don't think, would be disappointed by it. The HX is also available. It's a 200-watt model. Does not have the auto-tuner. I'm not a real high-power person, so 100 watts is more than I normally use. As you could see, my TX was set to 15, so I don't have a great antenna hooked up right now, so 15 watts is ample on CW, and I usually run it 30 or 40 watts on sideband. Beyond that, as I said, you can hook it up to a computer, and I have done that. That works really well, and if you're a blind ham operator, I use Window Eyes, and it works quite well with Window Eyes. The only thing that the radio does not speak in terms of anything I've been able to find is it does not read its SWR. I've got an outboard SWR meter. If you're using the auto tuner, however, obviously you'll know if it's tuned or not, and that's usually sufficient. I like to know where I am because I've got such an oddball antenna right now. But in normal situations, if you're able to keep track, at least somewhat, with the auto-tuner, then you're in pretty good shape. I happen to have an LDG TW1 talking watt meter, which is since now no longer being sold. They're not making them anymore, but you can still find them. So everyone, that is all I have on this particular tutorial. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you enjoy your radio. This is KA9 OPL, and for now I will say 73s. Thank you, God bless, and see you later.